Now, even before the COVID crisis, Indian consumers were steadily going digital. In India alone, there are over 500 million internet users, most of them accessing the internet on their smartphones. The lockdown has only increased our dependence on digital interactions and on mobile phones, even more so. So what are some of the opportunities that businesses can utilize to leverage this digital acceleration in consumers' lives? Let's talk about this and much, much more in Facebook and BCG present Turn the Tide, Unlock the New Normal, a series that aims to help businesses unlock revival with a consumer-first understanding of the new paths to purchase. Hi, I'm Suresh Venkat, and in this second episode of this initiative, we take a deep dive into the smartphone industry. Today, we will talk about how mobile and smartphone makers can leverage digital to move their sales. I am joined by Sandeep Bhushan, Director and Head of India GMS Facebook, and Shaveen Garg, Managing Director and Partner, BCG India. Welcome, Sandeep and Shaveen. Sandeep, first question to you. Mobile phones are almost like an essential commodity in consumers' lives. Consumers are using it for communication, for entertainment, for shopping, healthcare, and what have you. What are the three big highlights of this report that apply to the smartphone industry?
Thanks, Suresh. The role of the mobile phone has been brought to even greater relief in this crisis. Not only are now people connecting, communicating, shopping, but going to even further utilities all the way, for example, to education on the smartphone. At this time, this category is as important as any. So you're absolutely right. It is an essential commodity. And within this, we are seeing three key trends. Number one, when they're searching for the device and the category, they're spending far more time on their mobiles to decide who they will finally go with. 7 out of 10 consumers today are spending time on mobile to understand where they should buy and what smartphone they should buy. This is up from, let's say, 50-55% some time ago. The second, many of these consumers will end up buying mobile phones online, roughly 45% in the next 2 years. But the important thing is that even the remaining 55% will take a lot of the information off their mobile screens and then go and shop offline. And the last, while they are spending time online to understand the proposition of each of their phones and make the decision, they still need all of the information that they were getting, all of the experience that they were getting offline. So for example, they do need a product experience, which is virtual, to get a touch and feel sense. They do need expert opinions and be able to ask the questions on the features. And they do expect a sales experience as well. So the challenge and the opportunity, of course, is to understand these for every brand to be getting to get close to their consumers.
Shaveen, according to the report, pre-COVID-19, the mobile category in India was the fastest growing in the world. I have two questions for you. One, how has the pandemic affected this market mix? And two, what are some of the underlying reasons for this change in consumer behavior?
This crisis actually has created truly mixed sentiments in the customer. And this is very unique to this category if you compare it to any other category like food or apparel or any other category for that matter. So there are 38% of the customers who are telling us that they will likely spend more on the mobile than they used to spend in the past. Users are confined to homes. Remote has becoming the way of working, which has led to them feeling more dependent on phones for entertainment, for daily chores, for research. Our research shows 16% increase in time spent on mobile phones during this COVID time. And that's unprecedented. But on the other side, the income uncertainty is also real. There are 29% people, according to our research, who are likely to spend less or trade down. But interestingly, 1 in 2 of those 1/3 people are actually planning to buy a phone, but just a cheaper variant, which means that the volume of sales of mobile phones are likely to see an upward trajectory, while the value will still have both sides of the frame.
Sandeep, with digital influencing mobile phone sales during this time, what are some of the main challenges that brands are currently facing that perhaps digital can help resolve? For example, the touch and feel barrier or salesperson interaction, how can digital help?
Yes, as we said, that 7 out of 10 consumers will engage with their favorite brand or a brand that wants to reach out to them on mobile. So how do brands now create that experience on mobile to to influence the choice of the consumer. What is the way in which any brand or any business will now figure which media will get their message to the right consumer? And multiple new pieces are currently happening. The second is creating the experience and the influence. So let me give you an example to your question, Suresh. I want to know what it touches and feels like. I also want to ask. So AR, VR, for example, solves the touch feel possibility, and influencers today allow for interaction on the quality or any other questions I may have as a consumer. Example, Vivo recently launched their Vivo V19 with an augmented reality unboxing. That's a filter on Facebook and Instagram so that users could touch and feel the whole product virtually and get a better sense of the product. Similarly, during the purchase or just after purchase, the whole aspect of conversation that a consumer needs to help what is a fairly complex category in terms of feature sets. There are so many questions I as a consumer have in terms of the features, pricing, EMIs, the whole set. And Samsung, for example, and we'll hear about that a little later, is how Samsung has now enabled their offline retailers to build a digital presence through Facebook family of apps to give their consumers a complete experience, even if it is virtual.
Thanks, Sandeep. Shaveen, back to you. You mentioned income uncertainty a little bit earlier. The consumer is clearly more value conscious in their decision making. What are some of the things that they're looking for in a smartphone, and what can marketers do to perhaps address that?
Indians have always been a value seeking consumers, but specifically in the mobile category, there were 40% of the urban consumers who used to buy phones just to upgrade or just to switch brands because they wanted to flaunt a new feature. The one behavior change which is fundamentally we are seeing is this behavior of experimenting and buying just for upgrade is likely to go down by 25%. Having said that, the features are still going to be relevant for the customers to decide what phone to buy, but the kind of features will change. For example, with video conferencing and video streaming entertainment, the size of the screen will start to matter more. The driving factor on all this consumer behavior for marketers to leverage is actually the digital acceleration, and which I think Sandeep also talked about. Mm-hmm. 7 in 10 people are likely to get influenced to buy their phones on digital platforms. That's a great opportunity for marketers to leverage.
Sandeep, let's get to the heart of the matter. So what is the new path to purchase for a mobile consumer post-COVID-19? And how should the industry adapt to this?
Yes, I think we briefly touched upon it, but let me draw the whole frame. Consumers are stepping out less. At the same time, the urgency and the need to buy mobile devices increases as consumers need them both for communication and connecting, as also for increasing utilities from education to banking. So that's step one. The path, therefore, is now very digital and different from the walk into the store that Shaveen referred to. So for my assessment of the mobile phone, my purchase of the mobile phone, and my expectation of staying in touch with the brand for even a service request post-purchase are all going to be digitally done, with 7 out of 10, like we mentioned, consumers firmly being digitally influenced. The possibility for businesses, of course, is to now work with platforms that help these interactions at scale. So we just mentioned, for example, Facebook and Instagram helping Vivo to illustrate the unboxing. And at a reach of 400 million plus Indians now on platforms between Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp alone, the possibility, therefore, of mapping this journey and walking their consumers through now becomes real. So from experience at the discovery stage, all the way to supporting purchase, marketing in cohorts, the right phone to the right people, well-targeted, closing purchase, and then doing conversations in the post-purchase service environment, all of these possibilities are now fully available on the mobile ecosystem. And that is the option of marketers, which is to stay close to consumers today when they need the category and in fact create a heightened experience, which is now entirely possible.
All right, we're almost at the end of this segment of the show, but not before we get a couple of closing comments. Shaveen, first you. What does the future look like for the mobile sector?
Now, this has never been a better opportunity for brands to reposition themselves, win a more than disproportionate share of their pie. And I think this is a time when brands need to think about their online, offline boundaries, whether how blurred they want to make them, how are they going to give the convenience and the contactless experience to their customers, be it on their online journeys or in their offline journeys, and how they do they target the right set of segments with the significant amount of digital influence now, which is going to happen.
Sandeep, same question to you. Your thoughts on the future of the mobile sector?
Get close to the consumer. The consumers are on the mobile ecosystem. Use the tools that are available. This is a category that is the center of the change that we are seeing. So great opportunity for marketers to get even closer and drive their business goals.
At this juncture, let's listen into a couple of voices from the forefront of retail in the mobile sector.
The major shift in trend which we are seeing is there is a lot of work from home, which everybody was doing. But along with work from home, what has happened is learn from home has also come in. So we are seeing a lot of uptake on mobiles, on tablets, and in laptops, because all three can be used for both the purposes.
We have observed radical changes in consumer behavior. The Indian consumer seems prepared to live with the COVID-19 and is gearing up to access work and lifestyle-related functional needs on their mobile, as the demand has gone up, especially for the gadgets with the better specs at the lower prices.
And with that, it's now time for me to thank Shaveen and Sandeep for their insights on changed consumption trends and potential business opportunities in the mobile phone sector. Thank you, gentlemen. And viewers, if you'd like to know more about the Turn the Tide initiative, please scan the QR code displayed on your screens right now to download this industry-first report. And now to find out more about what companies in the mobile phone sector are doing to drive business resurgence, I am joined by two more experts. I'd like to welcome Aseem Varsi, Senior Vice President at Samsung India, and Prasanjit Datta Barua, Vertical Head for Tech, Auto, and New Businesses at Facebook India. Aseem and Prasanjit, welcome to the show. Aseem, first question to you. What are some of the consumer behavior trends that you are seeing post-COVID-19?
Well, the situation is returning to normal fast, but for sure it's a very new normal we are observing. It's marked by heightened demand as we speak because of the post-lockdown unmet demand of consumers replacing and upgrading their devices and gadgets at home. So that's one mark we see, and that's a positive uptake. The other is there is a heightened awareness and sensibility towards the digital commerce, digital consumption, and safer retail experiences and retail buying environments. We do see consumers as well as our trade partners recognizing that and selling and experiencing in all new ways.
And what has been the impact of this on your marketing strategy and your media mix?
We are ever more consumer-centric in these times. And we are looking at all our forward-looking marketing strategies to be hugely digital. Everything towards our launches of devices, our marketing campaigns, our engagement through not just the campaigns, but all the media that we're using is virtually entirely digital as we speak and stand right now, including in trying to provide consumers a virtual touch and feel of our technology, about our product capabilities and experiences that consumers can come to expect, are all being thought through and delivered in digital ways.
Prasanjit, back to you now. Let me ask you a Facebook-specific question. What are the top three Facebook solutions that marketers can leverage in this new normal?
Thanks, Suresh, for that question. So let me begin, before I answer that question, with the three stages that a mobile phone launch normally will have. There's a pre-launch where you have the excitement generation, the teaser videos, influencer updates happening. Then you have the launch, which is normally the high decibel, high reach activity, also followed by unboxing, which is a very critical part to the mobile phone launch. And finally, you have the post-launch activity, which is where the leads get generated. People go into stores, write to the companies and ask their questions in their final journey towards picking up and purchasing that phone. So keeping these things in mind, I think at Facebook, we have a full suite of solutions designed to either replicate or complement this entire pre-launch and post-launch journey for mobile phone companies. Let me start with the first one. The first one is our virtual launch toolkit. A virtual launch toolkit is basically a set of AR filters and AR experiences that we give to our smartphone partners when they do in launches. What this does is it enables a customer to engage and touch and feel the product in a virtual world. You can play with the features, understand how the features work, and pretty much replicates a live demo in a virtual environment. The second part is the entire influencer ecosystem. So the influencer ecosystem is very critical to the smartphone industry. It always has been. And at Instagram and Facebook, we see this being a natural habitat for the influencer community. So I think the product that we have, which is called Branded Content, enables brands to use the authentic voice of the influencer at scale. So you can actually amplify this and take it to more people as influencers kind of add value to the launch and talk about the features and create buzz around the launch. So that's the second part. Finally, we have the conversational commerce piece, which is primarily when you have very interested in a device, you land up, normally you'll walk into a store, ask the salesperson a question, you have a bunch of questions to kind of clarify. What our products of Click to WhatsApp and Click to Messenger do is they enable this conversation in an online environment. So once you're interested, you can click on the ad, go to a WhatsApp window, have a conversation with a real person on the other side, have a two-way conversation, and this will actually help you answer all your questions as you finally make the decision to buy the mobile phone. So I think those are the three top things, Suresh, but I think I'll be remiss if I don't add the final part. The entire media landscape is changing dramatically. And what we at Facebook believe is marketers have to keep a close watch and see how they have to realign and readjust, and something similar to what Asim was saying earlier, to the new normal. So we have a very comprehensive measurement stack that enables marketers to take informed decisions, yeah, to decide on which media to choose based on how results are being driven. Things like media mix modeling, cross-media, etc., that we drive with them.
Asim, back to you. How are you at Samsung resolving customer queries and handling the issue of after-sales assistance during this time of social distancing?
There's been a big focus shift at Samsung. We are very, very keenly trying to evolve the new consumer experience in our retail stores by helping our retail partners go digital. Now, towards this, we went forth and conducted a partner survey across our retail partners to really hear from them as to what is the new consumer experience and new consumer shopping behavior they're observing, what is it they're trying to build out towards, and how Samsung could aid in and help them in that pursuit. And through that, we realized that there is a very, very rapid movement towards safer and more digitized experiences for our retail partners to connect with the consumers. To help that, we worked along with Facebook, in fact, to help all our retail partners, all our exclusive brand partners, to create Facebook business profiles. We have, with the help of Facebook, trained over 1,000 of our exclusive retail partners and more to go out there and to understand marketing through Facebook. At Samsung, we've created a toolkit of all product content and product speak that they could be using from time to time as they range their existing products or as we are continuously launching new products as well.
All right. So this next question is for both of you. Now, people are spending a lot of time online, and digital is clearly the preferred channel for brands to reach out to their target audiences. So my question is this: what role does brand advocacy play in this time? Prashandeep, it's to you first.
Thank you, Suresh. And yeah, we are glad people are spending more time online for sure. I think in the survey that we did with BCG, 70% of the people with a positive disposition to buy a mobile phone have all said that they would prefer to stick to the brand that they had in mind. So let me kind of demystify that for you, right? So basically, I think what they said very clearly was they don't want to shop around too much, but if they have a brand in mind, they would like to stick to that brand. This, in turn, is a huge opportunity for brands to dial up engagement on a regular basis and build saliency with the audience that has already got them top of mind. At Facebook, we have solutions like sequential advertising, where you can actually communicate in sequence, and you have great creatives that you can run. And how do you use this toolkit to carry on this conversation even in this time? Because customers are looking for brands to be supportive of them, to stay in touch with them, and most important, to be around with them in these times.
Asim, same question to you. What role does brand advocacy play at this time?
Well, brand and advocacy only becomes heightened in its importance. On our part at Samsung, we are increasing manifold our focus through digital media to improve brand advocacy across the funnel. So be it right at the top in creating brand awareness, especially on new products and devices that we are continuously launching, keeping the sentiment positive and engaged with consumers, driving more interactions with our technology, which was hitherto in a physical realm in our retail stores, but increasingly how we improve in a digital format. We're working on that part. And not just this, driving right down to the bottom of the funnel, which is driving purchases, driving the post-purchase engagement with our consumers as well.
All right, my final question to both of you. Asim, you first, your closing comments. What does the future hold for Samsung?
Well, the future is clearly about the smart shopper. In that, we are going to see accelerated adoption of digital media, digital content, digital experiences, which were hitherto more physical in nature. At Samsung, you know, as the largest and most trusted electronics brand, we take it upon ourselves in leading this and catalyzing this change towards the smart shopping, the new shopping experience across all our categories.
Prasenjit, same question to you. What does the future hold for the mobile sector?
The current situation, though unfortunate, I think is a huge opportunity for brands and businesses to reimagine their value chain, using this entire situation as a catalyst to drive far higher efficiency and effectiveness in their business metrics and marketing plans. So I think the way I'm seeing this, Suresh, is in the new normal, you'll have far more efficient and effective businesses. And we at Facebook, with our products and solutions, are looking at partnering with this, with the industry and furthering our relationships as we journey into the new normal.
Well, that's all we have on the show today. Thank you, Asim. Thank you, Prasenjit, for sharing your insights into the changing landscape of the mobile sector. Now, I'm sure many businesses will take inspiration from the learnings shared by you. And viewers, if you'd like to know more about the Turn the Tide initiative, please do scan the QR code displayed on your screen to download the industry first report. With that, it's a wrap on this special episode of Facebook and BCG present Turn the Tide, Unlock the New Normal, in association with CNBC TV 18. Now, in the coming weeks, we will be deep diving into other industry sectors with our panel of experts to offer you focused insights into business and marketing in a post-pandemic world. Until then, goodbye and many thanks for watching.